This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars Eller!
I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Ah, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
And welcome aboard.
I'm Rick DiPietro.
You know what time it is, right?
I hope it's plays of the day.
Close.
No, it's three stars, sorry.
And see how much I missed you, David. And there he is, my co-host, Dave Rothenberg.
I got to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I got to make cheese sandwiches. I got to get stuff going.
Look at my guy, Super Dad, our amazing producers, the father-to-be, the very handsome RJ Santillo.
Get a teeny, weeny, panini genie.
See, that's something you missed too, Dave. Nice little nugget about RJ. We'll talk about that later. And how about him? The man with the best hair in the business, Raymond Santiago.
No refrills.
Wow. That is well said. And of course, as always, we're rolling with the company. Thank you for getting up with us on this Thursday morning. We are DNR, the R&R boys.
It's that little fat nugget, Naylor.
I do hate that guy. Call us what you want. Don't ever call us lazy. Hear us every weekday morning, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Number to call, you know it, 1-800-919-3776.
You are the man, Rick, dude.
Wow, thank you. We have an unbelievable show planned for you today.
Ha ha! You can't get us.
No. We want them to get us. Our New York Islanders made it official last night. They are on their way to the NHL playoffs. Get those hands up, David. Yes, yes. The Yankees shook off some first inning controversy and beat the Guardians. That's now four straight series wins to start the season. Pete Alonso hit his Major League sixth home run of the season as the Mets take 2-3 from the Padres. Saquon Barkley, he's all set with his franchise tag. We got Mel Kiper at 7:35, stuff you missed at 9:15. And as always, on the Thursday at 7:45, we have Nobservations and Did It Happen in Florida. But before we get to any of that, I'd like to stop and really highlight what makes our very own Raymond Santiago such a tremendous catch. First of all, he's giving.
Going around during warm-ups and double-handing somebody, so.
Excuse me? Wow. He's a coffee connoisseur.
My first cousin, and he just handed me beans.
Beautiful beans. Rarely loses his temper.
At what point did I not say that he stunk?
Very motivational.
Obviously, the reason for the holiday, it's Memorial Day, guys. Listen, the saying is, some gave all, obviously.
Inspirational. And of course, our favorite, the man is a wordsmith.
No refrills.
You could hear him just quit on it. I can't believe he's still single. I don't know how everyone else feels. But that is our very own Raymond Santiago, and we love him. Another guy we love. Oh, he's my best friend. Very own David Rothenberg.
Wow. That's 3 minutes of airtime we'll never get back, huh?
Wow. See, it'd be nice before. I told you it was expansive, and then you come at me.
No, I'm not going at anybody. I wish it was longer.
I thought it was well done.
I thought it was well. There were a couple hiccups there. RJ, I don't know if you caught them when he said something about Pete Alonso. He messed that up. And did you mention, I didn't hear this because I was so focused on every word that I might have missed one or two. Did you mention Nobservations and DHIP in the open?
Always.
Okay.
Then
it was very, very well done. Very, very nice. And how Raymond does not have a woman by the end of the show today after that open, it would be beyond me.
Makes no sense. Guy's got perfect hair.
Perfect hair.
Multiple
great
jobs.
Facial hair, too. When you discuss the hair, the facial hair has to be thrown in there.
Right. And I'm sure I haven't seen the other hair, but I'm sure it's spectacular.
And then on top of that,
he's got a beautiful, beautiful bedroom and a half apartment with stainless steel appliances.
That's right. He's
got everything.
And remember, there's a full sauna, jacuzzi, whirlpool, and full lap pool in the apartment complex. And a dog run, too.
And multiple parking spots.
That's right. And by the way, you didn't mention he has a sensational Jeep.
Does have a gorgeous Jeep. You're right.
So he's got it all going on. Guess who got to clean up dog vomit yesterday?
Hold on, let me think.
Yeah, guess who did?
I bet you did.
That's right. And not your garden variety on the hardwood dog vomit. No, no, no. This special dog vomit was on the carpet. That's right. So now you got to start steam cleaning and you got to bust out sprays and hoses. What a life I got going on right now.
You pulled out the Stanley steamer?
I don't know that it's a Stanley steamer. I pulled out some steamer, and I got this yelp from upstairs. Do you even know how to use it?
Oh.
Yeah, because now what has happened, and you know this, when you're not well and you don't feel well and things are not going the way you'd like, who do you take it out on?
You.
That's right.
Your caretaker?
The person closest to you. So I got yelled at, listen to this, yesterday. By the way, this portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. So towards the end of the Mets game, I had to rush Alex to Hebrew school. He had actual Hebrew school yesterday, right? And I'll tell you a story about that too, which you will absolutely adore later. I come back and my phone is on red. So I put my phone on the charger, didn't realize the ringer's off, right? So I'm downstairs watching the end of the Mets game. Sherry's upstairs, and I specifically stay downstairs to not bother her because she's sleeping and resting and the whole thing, right? All of a sudden, I get a yell down, "Do you not care about me at all?"
Oh.
I'm like, oh God.
What, oh, my goodness.
What happened? I've been texting you. I've been calling you. Obviously, you don't care. I was like, no, I do care. My phone is on the stand, and it's, you know, I guess the ringer's off. I'm sorry. Why don't you just call down to me and say, I need your help. She's like, I think my foot's infected.
No.
I was like, oh God. So I guess, and I didn't even know this, I guess they put Betadine all over you.
Yeah. Right. Clean the leg.
Right. Which makes it all red. I don't know whether she's allergic to Betadine or the typical reaction after having it on for too long is that it starts to burn, but her foot was literally on fire. So we had to figure out a way to get her to the shower and it's tremendous fun right now. Let's just say the 4 hours you and I spent together, clearly highlight of the day.
Good thing you have the new fancy bath fitter though. You bought right in that shower.
Oh, right into the shower. There's no, you take everything for granted when just you're an adult, right? You take everything for granted. Little do you realize that there's a little step to get into the shower, and that step for her is like Everest for the normal person right now.
Well, could you imagine if it was still a tub?
Well, that's not where you take the shower. If you listen to the read closely, that's Alex's bathroom.
Well, I thought they did the whole mansion.
Mm-mm.
I figured that's why the read was in perpetuity.
No, the read is in perpetuity because it was Alex's bathroom that they did so beautifully. And it was my wife and I. If you really listen closely, and let me see when I'll do that read today, if in fact I will do that read today. 9:25.
Perfect.
So here's the thing. Listener comprehension and retention. If you listen all day long through 9:25 and you hear the read, you'll win nothing, but at least you'll know exactly what I say.
But very soon, very soon, because we had a very productive Zoom meeting about it.
I love meetings.
Oh, I love especially these meetings. Some of my favorite. We get a lot accomplished. There will be a very, very impressive prize that will involve some form of listener retention.
I think you could almost say, and that's going to happen starting in soon, and we're going to announce the big spectacular very soon, without giving too much or really anything away. It's not a normal prize. It's I don't want to say life-changing because that's probably building too much into it, but it is a big deal.
Dude, I'm not even joking. This is a prize that you would want. This is a prize that I would want, that RJ would want.
RJ actually needs this prize.
Well, this would be, could you imagine this for RJ, how amazing it would be?
It would be life-changing, but I don't think RJ's eligible. RJ, you're not eligible to win this prize, are you?
No, ineligible, very ineligible.
But that being said, how much would you love to have this prize?
Oh, it'd be fantastic. Going through the process now, a lot of legalities, and once we get that sorted out, we'll be giving stuff away.
When do we, because you know this kind of thing, you're on the inside. Right, you're dealing with the man every day. When exactly are we going to announce that this prize is happening?
I would say announcement will come in the next I'd say week or two. I would say the actual process will begin next month.
Next month, right.
Yeah, you saw how productive that first meeting was? 2 months earliest.
Two months will be past the date that the prize will happen.
Oh, did that meeting give you any confidence that this thing was going to be really ready to rock and roll?
I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble with anybody else. You take the slings and arrows today.
No,
all right,
I'm good.
So
it's a great meeting.
Mets, terrific victory. Yankees, terrific victory. Where do we start? I mean, the local baseballs and the Mets have gotten more negativity than the Yankees, but the Yankees a little bit with the lineup and look what they're doing and Clark Schmidt, and he's no good. You know, fell behind yesterday, that bizarro play in the first inning. Everybody completely up in arms. Here's the thing, and I understand that it was weird the way they waited so long and then allowed the challenge to happen. It was the right call.
Yeah, but it wasn't about being the right call. It was absolutely the right call. I mean, yes went to freaking commercial, man. Both teams were in the dugouts. They went to commercial. I think what really made Aaron Boone angry was that he felt they allowed the replay on the scoreboard to now dictate whether or not they were going to huddle up. Because I guess once they huddle up, so they don't challenge. You got to put your hand up and then you get 15 seconds.
Correct.
Right? So they didn't do that. Both teams are in the dugouts. Clark Schmidt works his way out of it. No damage done. And then now all of a sudden, because they put it up on the scoreboard, people see that Aaron Hicks didn't catch the ball. They go crazy. They're booing. The umpires decide they want to huddle up. And what they say now is that they were talking about whether or not the run scored before
Correct.
The ball was thrown to second, which now reopens Terry Francona's ability to challenge, which is fugazi.
So you had a major problem with it.
No, listen, I mean, I'm forgetting the call right.
All right, so that's what, at the end of the day, that's what happened. The call was right. All I'm saying is this.
But that's one of the calls. But see, this is the problem with everything that we do. It doesn't matter. I don't care if it's sports or whatever. It's when you have a good idea, the idea in like this utopian world is that, okay, this idea is going to work because, you know, we want replay. We want the right calls. And then once you start replay, it was four initially like egregious mistakes, which yesterday would have been an egregious mistake because
yes.
It cost Cleveland a run, right? And then it turns into
two runs, really.
Yeah, right. Two runs, and it cost him 10 extra pitches. But it's like, okay, now we've gone from egregious mistakes to the guy's finger came off second base with the tag on, so now he's out. So people take advantage of it. That's not fun for anybody. Like, it's like we talk about in the NFL with the having a sky judge. Like, we have technology now where it's not going to slow anything down. If Chelsea sees that Aaron Hicks dropped the ball, you know, radio to the umpire. Bad call. Change it.
I don't disagree with you. I think you're 100% right. But the Yankee fans were so incensed. And let me ask you this. If it was reversed and the same exact thing happened and whoever, I can't even think of who Cleveland center fielder is at the moment, comes in.
Miles Straw.
Miles Straw, right. Comes in, ball hits, run should have scored. They messed it up. They go to commercial. They come back. Wouldn't the Yankees fans demand get the call right? Like, do you think any Yankees fan this morning would be saying anything about they messed that up? I don't think so.
No. I mean, they'd be criticizing Aaron Boone. Like, why the hell didn't you challenge him in the first place? That's
fair.
Why you're paying a video guy.
Fair. You know what's so funny is when I was, so I'm watching it live at the moment.
Right.
And I thought to myself, boy, it didn't really look like he caught it. But everyone was so just, you know, clearly he caught it and we'll go to commercial and the inning is over. Obviously he did. How did Francona not think for a second that maybe the ball, maybe possibly the ball dropped in?
Well, it's the first inning. I mean, it was in his glove. I mean, and he already had made a nice sliding catch. I mean, this is on your video review guy. To be in that moment aware of whether or not this is something that you want to challenge. Like, that phone's got to ring and they got to know. That's how you're supposed to operate. And I think that's really what aggravated Aaron Boone. You heard him. I mean, he got his money's worth. And at one point he's like, so he gets whatever the bleep he wants. It was the gist of what he was saying.
Boone gets so angry.
I love it.
Do you?
I really like it. I don't know.
It's just, you never know when it's going to happen. It's like certain things that you don't think would really set him off to that extent, they do. Let's take a listen quickly to Boone. We'll break, come back, get to your calls, 800-919-3776. And Cleveland got completely bailed out by that review.
Gets thrown up on the scoreboard. I'm not saying they looked at the scoreboard, but obviously you could feel the emotion in the building. Then it's them like getting together to get it right and then going to Cleveland. I think in the end, bailing them out. Obviously took exception to it. They got the play right. They got the play right. But there's no way in no way the environment did not create, in my opinion, the end result.
Again, the only thing I could say is if it was reversed, Yankee fans would say, well, at least they got the call right, and that's what you're trying to do.
Right. Well, of course. I mean, because that's what happens. But I'm just like, it's like the expedited review that we see in the playoffs all of a sudden in the NFL. Like, just get the call right. Just get it right. That's one of the calls that we're talking about.
And it's that's
not an
where
easy the guy's
call.
Fingers off second. Yeah, right. It's not the call that with the guy's fingers, you know, barely off second base after you think he already stole. That's not what we're looking to fix. It's that. I know it's the first inning, but still. I mean, you go from getting out of that inning with no damage to now 2 runs and 10 extra pitches.
You know what I didn't realize also, and you probably did? If the run, and I think this is right, if the runner scores before they get the double the guy at second base, that counts? That's a good run?
That's a good run, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Well, now you know. That's a little baseball tidbit.
Yeah, now I have that. Now I'm armed with that kind of information. Now I'm dangerous.
Now, you're always dangerous. You don't have to worry about that.
Now I'm dangerous. Now I walk into a party and somebody says, excuse me, and they give me that scenario. I'm like, yep, I've seen that April the 12th, 2023. See, now I file that away.
Also the day where the dogs puked up the 5 bagels that they ate on the counter.
Yeah.
That's what you get for letting them eat 5 bagels.
I didn't let them eat. Oh, my God. Okay, so when Rocco pulls some of the crap he pulls, it's your fault.
I always take the blame. Always.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you do.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
If you could be one athlete, where would Derek Jeter be on your list?
He'd be up there.
He's got to be. I mean, he's a Mount Rushmore.
Mark
if I
Messier?
Could be an athlete. Yeah, Messier would be good. I've heard some good stories about him.
I'm sure. Who else?
Brady.
Yeah, of course.
What do you think? Like, what about the damage that Brady's probably doing now?
Wow. As a single guy out there?
Holy.
Living in Florida?
Ha. Huh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Calm down.
Probably a lot of that. That wasn't me. That was a...
What do you mean? What do you mean that wasn't you?
Oh, yeah.
That's me.
Why does your sound so much... Your moan sounds so much more manly than
me. Oh, yeah. I have a manly moan.
Oh,
yeah. Your sounds like this is the first time, you know, this has ever happened.
I'm like when Harry met Sally kind of moan.
Yeah, you really are.
I'm just easy. That's true.
How easy, in fact, are you?
Very, very easy.
I'm sure you are. You want to hear from Aaron Boone complaining about the play and what happened yesterday? Or you want to hear from Chris Russo as a ridiculous take? Or do you want to hear from Buck Showalter on the New York Mets?
Wow. Wow.
This is what I do. It's a smorgasbord today, and I'm gonna offer you choices.
I'm okay. A hero.
So I think we got to hold off. If the Russo take is that bad, I think we should hold off on that.
I can't speak for everybody. RJ, I think it's awful. Do you concur? Do you think it's maybe not so bad?
No, it's pretty rough.
Okay. So maybe we give the Russo hot take on First Take yesterday 6:45-ish.
Yeah, I want to talk about it, I think.
Yeah. Do you know what it is?
No, I know. I don't know what it is. I watched the show, so I don't know. not sure exactly.
By the way,
the chutzpah support to do that, and the disgrace to do that to people is incredible.
By the way,
the man has his own station.
He really does. Today, and I don't know if you realize this, November the 13th.
Today is April the 13th.
For some, it's April for the 13th. For the premature look ahead, November the 13th.
I don't want to bury him.
Uh-huh.
But this is not the first time that this has happened this week.
No, I mean, if I was completely reliant solely on RJ, and I would have taken to the airwaves today and be like, Thanksgiving coming up very soon. We get ready for week 13 of the NFL, November 13th.
I just noticed that.
You didn't realize you did that yesterday?
No, I don't even know how I got there.
You got there. And the only reason I give you a hard time at all is because I got it and I thought, he must have sent an old one and I probably shouldn't even look at this. Then I started to read the body of it. I was like, no, what is going on here?
You know what's a shame?
What's the shame?
Because when you start out that way, you get off on the wrong foot where there's just nuggets galore in there. I thought that was one of the stronger look aheads of the week so far.
How do you trust it now? I can't trust it.
Totally agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, what's happened now is you've put yourself in a position where what you type and maybe even some of the things you say, untrustworthy.
Yeah, that's what's hard about this. There are some really strong like that.
Even a photo.
Yeah, the Anthony Rizzo Bat Boy photo before it went mainstream. We had it in the look ahead.
It in the look ahead, but the problem is we had it in the look ahead for November.
Boy, November 13th is going to be a heck of a show.
You think?
I hope this stuff stays relevant.
Thankfully, you're an adult with a functioning brain, and you can figure out what month it is.
I mean, there's some Saquon Barkley.
Was that a shot?
I think it was a shot.
It's not a shot at all.
It was two-handed across the face is what it was.
It's a compliment.
No. Nothing complimentary about that. It was two-handed right across the face.
But I think you're right, though. I think when you get off on that first step, you kind of scroll through the email and say, you know what?
What's true?
Yeah. What is and what isn't?
What's legit? Anyhow, let's get back to the baseball, the matters at hand. Kay said this on a show yesterday. I cannot believe this. This is the fifth time in the history of the Yankees. You would say one of the most storied franchises in the history of all of sports, right?
Oh, yeah.
The fifth time in the history of the franchise that they have won the first four series of the season.
Baseball's hard, Ben.
But that's weird, no?
It's a little weird.
Didn't the Mets win like the first 11 series or something last year?
Well, yeah, I don't think the Mets lost a series until... can you look up the date? It was sometime, I think maybe in the end of May.
Right. So like the Mets, who had a good season, but you wouldn't say an all-time great season last year, did it with no problems. Yankees, fifth time franchise history to do this.
Yeah, that is a wild. I mean, that is a wild kind of stat.
If I would have asked you that before yesterday, you had no idea.
I would have been higher than that.
I mean, the Yankees have. I mean, they've won how many World Championships? 27.
Yeah, but dude, Mets didn't lose their first series till May 15th last year.
Yeah, you would say that the Yankees, this is double digit, at least like 10, 12, 15 times that they've won the first four series of a season.
Yeah, right.
But no, it's hard. You're right. Baseball's hard. That is despite what happened in the first inning, that's a terrific win from the Yankees yesterday.
It's a great win. Comeback win. How about, dude, I mean, and again, like, I understand the criticism for Brian Cashman and some of the moves that he's made, and he's stubborn, and he doubles down and triples down. But, I mean, he makes, like, Franchy Cordero, man. Like, why Baltimore decided to let him walk? Guy's got 11 RBI already.
He leads the team in RBIs.
That's unbelievable.
Well, I mean, you got Calhoun, you got Cordero. I mean, I didn't know who Franchy Cordero was, to be honest with you. Like,
well,
I had heard
now.
The name. If you would have asked me at the beginning of the season, where was this guy, I would be like, I'm not really sure.
That's a power left-handed bat. And then you had Oswaldo last night hit an absolute laser beam off. I mean, right now he's probably, I mean, he was right behind Diaz last year. Class A, one of the best relievers in baseball, hit a laser beam to right. And then Clay Holmes made it a little.
He made it dicey, but you know what?
Dicey.
He took care of business at the end.
Right.
He's been good this season.
Yeah, he's been good. Well, they're going to need him to be good. Because by the end of last season, it was... you were questioning who was going to close games for you.
Something I didn't love, and I wanted to get your take on it. And I think you're going to like it, but I'm uncertain. I didn't love, and he was fine, Volpe in the leadoff spot.
I love it.
I knew you would. I don't know how I knew you would. I knew you would. That really draws attention to Volpe now.
It does, but I think that's where he ultimately will be most comfortable, is in that spot. I think that's how you would envision him fitting into this lineup when he really establishes.
Well, I agree with that. I think down the road he'll wind up as your leadoff hitter. What I didn't love, though, I mean, he's struggled. Is that fair to say?
Oh, he's absolutely struggled, yeah.
So now I'm going to put him in a higher profile spot to lead off the game. And again, he led off the game with a double, and it was a well-struck ball. And that guy was good for the first four-plus innings. But I don't know. For me, I don't love it. I would wait till he starts hitting a little bit and then get him up there.
Well, I think the fact that he wasn't hitting where he was at is, let's put him where he's most comfortable. See if it works. I mean, the kids, there's going to be pressure regardless.
I guess maybe you see better pitches in front of Judge too, right?
Yeah, just, I mean, this is, again, it's a comfort thing too. I mean, that's just, like when I played, I'm still playing, I don't know why, but that's where I felt most comfortable was leading off. I don't know what it was about being in that spot, but I just felt like that's where I like to be in the lineup.
Yeah, listen, you're not wrong, and one day I clearly envision him there, but if you struggle from the nine hole, you know what, people know because you're Anthony Volpe. If you struggle from the leadoff spot, it's a lot of attention is drawn to that.
So. Right, but I think there's already attention. I think what the mindset would be is that we're giving our leadoff guy the day off, and we have to try to find a way to get him going. And if that means a little extra attention, but he feels comfortable in that spot, let's try. I mean, let's try it.
There's no awful downside.
Can't go worse than it's gone.
When I saw the lineup yesterday, I was very, very surprised that they did that.
Oh, when you saw the lineup, you were like, oof.
Well, it's a getaway day, and that's typically what happens.
Right, but I mean, again, there was they're finding ways in the back of that lineup with Cordero and then Cabrera yesterday to get big hits for this team.
Yes, and they have all season. My question would be, and we can get into it when we get back, is that fool's gold? Is that going to be April, whatever the heck we are, November 13th? Is that is that why, or can this be consistent throughout the season? And I don't know the answer.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
And let's be fair. I've been nothing but kind and nice and very, very giving towards Raymond recently.
You have. I was supporting you there with the
other one. You're a giver is what you are. I don't think it's fair, Raymond. I don't think it's fair. You see Davis struggling. I mean, he's got these walking dogs, there's vomit, there's children.
He's got a lot on his plate right now.
Sherry's foot almost fell off.
What almost fell off?
Sherry's foot that we thought was going to fall off was infected maybe.
Well, I had the phone in my hand. I mean, you know this better than anyone.
Did you wash it?
An infection after a surgery, very dangerous.
Yeah, I had a blood clot. Very, very dangerous.
Exactly.
So did you give her like a hand, did you hand wash her in
no,
the shower?
No, but I did like a mama bird would do. I slipped on a covering over the knee site where it's been, you know, had surgery on it.
Right.
So a shower covering, so she was able to get into the shower.
That's beautiful.
But the thing I wanted to stop. It's not beautiful.
Well, it's very nice. It's
but I wanted her to keep
each other.
like because listen, she's obviously not doing well and she needs help. But I wanted her to kind of keep her dignity. So I kind of helped her into the shower, and then I was like, listen, I'm going to step right outside the door. If you need me, you just call me. So I don't think she notices all the nuances that goes into me making these decisions.
Right. If it gets me, I'm hand bathing Cass. She's getting the full treatment.
Here's the problem. I couldn't get her into the tub.
Well, no, you can just jump in the shower and give her a little, get the loof out.
What? I mean, are you out of your mind?
Get all the crevasses?
I mean, really, I mean,
what?
Your life is like a John Holmes movie.
It's a beautiful.
Does everything make you think this is not the time nor the place for sexiness?
I can't get enough of your love, babe. I think it's a moment that you share. Just think. Just think.
Do you know how humbling it is to have someone get into the shower with you and have to scrub you down because you can't do it for yourself?
Yes. Bang, bang, bang. Yes, I have. And I loved every second of it.
You never had the feel of the cold meat and egg on your hands.
There's no way. There's no way anybody on this show would want to be at the point where they could not bathe or shower themselves, and their spouse would have to get into the shower and probably in an embarrassing fashion scrub them down.
Cassandra scrubbed me down numerous times.
Well, RJ, is that what you're looking for? To have surgery where you can't move and have to have Ange get into the shower with you, and as you're at your lowest point, scrub you down?
I mean...
like this.
I mean, it's not ideal, but I think what Rick is saying is, you know, here we are. Make the best of it.
Right.
What does that even mean?
Well, what does that mean? What does it mean? Like I was like a
pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, I was like a mama bird putting a wrapping on. What mama bird puts a wrapping on the
well,
the
I'm saying
bird?
Like the mama birds are known very well to take care of their young.
By wrapping them up,
I'm sure a mama bird would do that if it was necessary.
The same mama bird that kicks them out of the nest is like, okay, time to fly.
Forget it. Yeah, I mean, you know what? Obviously, these things are too big for you.
Listen,
I got this guy. Everything's a porno to him. RJ doesn't understand. Forget it. Raymond, obviously, the thought of taking care of another person is completely something foreign to him. So forget it.
No, I mean,
forget it.
We know you're versatile in the shower as it is.
I was thinking about Ray in the shower this morning.
We know you can make magic in that shower.
This is not a magician kind of scenario here, guys.
What's for dinner today, Dave?
Ha-ha-ha! You can't get us.
Could be a Siegfried and Roy situation.
You know what? Let's just hear Buck Showalter.
Those are my ladies!
Because I just
think about how nice that would be, though. You and Sherry in the shower. Kind of like, think of like Ghost when they're on the pottery wheel.
Do you understand? She feels like she eats two bites of food and she's like, I'm going to throw up.
Ugh, it's the worst.
The poor girl is...
Is it still the... Because she was out for a while, right? Did she not do good with the anesthesia?
I just think the whole thing. It's a traumatic surgery.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's a real rough surgery, and yeah. So I feel terribly for her, and I want her to keep some dignity. So I'm like, you get in the shower, and I'll sit right here. Or I'll go on the other side of the door, and then of course she's like, you just want to watch the Mets game. I'm like, no.
Yeah, she's right. See, she would have liked it if you were in the shower with her.
No, she didn't want me in the shower. I think she wanted me sitting on the tub as she was in the shower.
Well, you throw the swim shirt on and you get right in there.
I shower naked.
Oh, well, that's good.
Okay.
That's
a post.
Nice.
Okay.
That's reassuring.
Glad we cleared that up.
Well, he said put the swim shirt on. So, no, I wanted him to understand. No, in the shower.
I'm naked right now.
Fully naked.
Good.
Okay.
I would hope so. I mean, I'd have some questions if you're not showering fully naked.
Well, then I don't think you're able to get all the filth and muck off of you.
By the way, speaking of things that you... You didn't know about your co-host. Did you know that RJ is a world-renowned panini maker?
Get a teeny weeny panini genie.
What do you mean? That's funny, by the way. What do you mean world-renowned? Like if I were
top rated
to walk through Belgium, I'd be like RJ Santilli. No. Like, oh, the panini!
No. Where RJ at school at SUNY Brockport, RJ had the top rated panini in the entire area.
They were voted on and RJ won the contest?
Yes.
It's my college job. I worked at the dining hall. And first stretch, I was creating the paninis, and overlapping in that time is they power rank the, I don't know what goes into this. There's like a BCS voting kind of system, but there was a power ranking of the dining halls throughout SUNY, and Brockport for my time there was number one. Yeah.
Wait, but that doesn't necessarily mean you. I'm sure you were good, but does that mean you were elite or just the overall dining hall?
I think you can take away. Listen, when I left, part of the downfall, I don't think they've been number one since. So,
really? So you're elite with the panini maker?
I was strong. Yeah, it's been a minute, but yeah.
So can I ask a question?
You want some paninis? Yeah.
Well, why do we not have a panini maker in the studio where at the drop of a hat you can oop? There's a panini.
It's funny you ask. Mm-hmm. So while you were away. Last week.
What, the fire marshal?
No, not the fire. Well, yes.
He starts that he can't have a panini maker.
Well, yes, but that led us back to the story where we're not allowed to have these, you know, plug-in mini...
fridges.
Well, it led us back to the... When Rick... You weren't with us at the time. He stole a fridge.
Tell me the story!
He stole a fridge and put it in the studio. And anywhere with Rick now is on high alert.
You stole a fridge?
Yeah, I'm on the watch list. Well, we needed a fridge. There was no fridge, and this fridge was just sitting around, so I stole it.
And who came down on you and said, no, you can't have a fridge in the studio?
That would be Rodney, but then he's connected all the way to the fire marshal, who's connected to the authorities.
Yeah, they had it removed. I came back. We came in, gone.
Well, couldn't we have a panini maker in there but not plugged in? And when we're ready to use it, now we just plug it in?
No. Yeah, why not in the kitchen?
Don't think that's allowed either.
Why can't we do it in the kitchen?
You can't have an unplugged panini maker?
What's its purpose?
It's just
to make paninis.
To plug in.
You can't plug it in.
Yeah, but if you plug it in when it's supervised, why can't you do that?
No, it has
supervised
to be.
Supervised by who?
Yeah,
supervised by RJ, the elite panini maker of the world.
No.
We have some asinine rules, you know that?
It could cause flammable surface. And
what if we hide it, though? What if we have a secret panini compartment?
Yeah. Like you press a button on the wall and all of a sudden a full kitchen shows up.
How about this? We have a panini speakeasy.
We could do that. I was telling Dave during the last break, though, maybe this is the moment he's been waiting for to turn into the person he's always wanted to be.
No.
To do all these things around the home. Before you know it, he'll be doing home projects.
Nope.
Working on the car.
I've never wanted to be this person. This could be the beginning
of a whole new Dave.
I've wanted to be the secondary provider in the home my whole life. That's what I've always hoped to be.
Wait, aim
I was that. And I am that. And now I'm not in my comfort zone. But you should have seen me yesterday. With the dishwasher, unbelievable.
You imagine, you hear the stories like Aaron. Remember Aaron Rodgers' story? Like how the teacher told him, hey, what are you going to be? He's like, I'm going to be an NFL football player. And the teacher's like, no, you're not. You better study up. You're not going to be an NFL football player. They asked, hey, what are you going to be? I'd like to be the secondary provider.
You know what? It matters. To be an elite father matters to me. And I try everything in my power to do that. To be the number one capable person in the house, who strives for that?
I don't know, me?
Most people strive to be the best that they can be in the house.
No, I'm happy to be in that number two role. Very happy.
Yeah, this is why you're Barney Rubble. Now we figured it out.
Well, but I'm not Barney Rubble on the air. You should have seen me yesterday with the dishwasher. It's complex, and it's got a lot of buttons. And Sherry had taught me recently what buttons to press. You put it in a little pod, then you close up this little area, and then you press, it's a three-button combination. But there's 40 buttons. So I hit the three buttons, thing ran, I emptied, I refilled, I got that down pat now.
Look at you.
Can't you see Dave walking around? You know the on their wrist, what quarterbacks wear when they're audible? Dave has color-coded.
He's lifting up the flap. He's got his finger along the place.
You guys laugh all you want. There are wives that would leave checklists of things that have to be done. I don't need that.
Well, you needed a waterproof, water-resistant wristband. Calling out codes, yelling across the home to Ben, garage codes.
Oh, speaking of that, I have a garage thing to do today.
Sherry's in his helmet till 15 seconds.
That's right. Till you're about to turn the dishwasher on, she's in my ear.
When he hits the cutoff point, he freaks out. Can't read the defense.
Yeah. I think it's time out. You know what I do in that point? Goff. Quarterback sneak.
We're punting.
Third and 20.
Just a quarterback
Dave would just
sneak.
End up in the dishwasher.
I have things to read. Thank you. ESPN New York has given you the chance to score an amazing road trip and travel with the home team when New York visits San Francisco. You and a guest could catch a game and enjoy round trip airfare, two night hotel accommodations, and $200 in spending money. For official rules and to enter, visit the ESPN New York app and click on Travel with the Home Team. All brought to you by the engagement experts at London Jewelers. That's a good job by the Mets yesterday. Very good job. Here's what, and I don't want to be negative. I really don't.
Don't be. I know you say that, and you're going to be negative.
No, I'm not. You know what? I'm not. Lindor, very good. Alonso, amazing. Sixth home run already. So I'm excited that Nimmo played well yesterday. Big hit for him to make it a two-run game. I'm excited about the guys on the Mets. Very excited about the guys on the Mets.
Yeah, you should be excited.
Yeah, and I am.
It's a good day for Nimmo, right? I mean, McGill now 3-0 to start the season.
McGill was excellent. Remember, he was not great in spring, and Peterson had won that job.
Right, but he's been good, and this is how his season started for him last year, and he just kind of wore down and wasn't as good. So hopefully he can maintain this. But, I mean, he could have easily gone out there for the sixth inning. Easily.
Easily. But you saw what happened when Bochy put out Snell in the sixth inning.
Well, of course I did. Yeah.
And he walked the first two batters, and then he took them out. It's like, all right, great. So why didn't you just start with the inning with the relievers?
Well, because you don't. I mean, because your hope is he goes out there and just gets the job done.
It's a lot of pitches, though. He was up near 100 pitches.
Right. And he's not a guy that's giving you that gives you tons of length.
I was laughing at it. It's like, so you're game 7 of the World Series, and now you're worried about how many pitches this guy has thrown. You're game 13 of the regular season, and let's get him up over 100.
Because it's game 13. That's why. I mean, in the biggest moments, you're going to go with the guys in the bullpen. Kind of like what Buck did yesterday. Buck had a plan going into the game. I mean, McGill threw, what, 81 pitches?
Yeah.
So he could have easily gone off of the six, but in his mind, Buck had a way he wanted to finish out the game. And he rolled out the relievers, and Robertson's been really good, man.
Yeah,
I wanted to
spend a couple minutes on that. He's not been really good. He's been sensational is what he's been.
Yeah, he stepped right in.
I mean, that was a big spot against Soto yesterday. And Buck has told you in the past, I don't care what inning it is, I'm going to bring my best reliever into high leverage, and that's what he's done this season.
Right, and they're okay with it. Robertson's okay with it. And I'll tell you what, though, in that first inning, with what's gone on recently with the Mets, Soto hits that bomb, which means home run, bomb. He hit a bomb, and then Mets base is loaded. One out, get nothing.
Nothing.
And I was like, oh, here we go
again. And they almost did it again later in the game when they had bases loaded and Nito hit into the double play. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Right. But they found a way, man. I mean, they scored in five different innings. But again, this is a team right now that is very reliant on, as you put it,
their players. Yep.
The guys.
I'm at the point now. We're watching Eduardo Escobar.
It's over.
It's painful for me.
And I like him a lot, too. But, yeah. Brett Beatty is right around the corner, I would imagine.
I mean, he's hitting 100. You said there's no way you can give him the full month of April.
Dude, I mean, his average dropped to 103 yesterday.
Well, he never gets a hit. Ever.
No, listen, I watch every one of the games. I understand. He didn't get a hit. Nito didn't get a hit. Fam had a pretty good day. Canna had a slow. What a slide. Canna. All the people that are like, how come you want to slide head first? That's why you slide head first.
Yeah.
For that reason.
It was beautiful.
It's a beautiful slide. I heard them talking about the K show. Oh, it's more likely you'll get hurt sliding head first. Yeah, but it's also more likely that when you're dead to rights, you can actually swim a tag and be safe, especially with replay now.
That he was like, what's that movie with Keanu Reeves? The Matrix.
Yeah, but do you know how hard that is? I don't know. You probably never stole a base in your life, but...
Well, how dare you? I was speedy as a child.
Okay, but yeah, you know what I'm saying, though? I mean, to be... Like, usually, like, you'll check in. You get your lead, you take off, you kind of check in, see where you're at. But then it's head down, let's get to the base. The fact that he had the presence of mind to see where that tag was coming and then lift his hand right over it was awesome.
It was awesome. You want to hear from David Robertson, who's been, you know, very, very good so far this season? I think we should.
He deserves it.
He says he's ready to pitch whenever he's needed.
I've adapted to it over the last probably 5 or 6 years. When I got traded back to New York from Chicago, I kind of had to jump back in that role, throwing whenever. And it doesn't really matter to me. I mean, I feel like the game's changed a lot, and a lot of times managers are using guys in different situations. It's all depending on leverage or matchup or who they want to see you face against. So, I mean, like for me, I've just kind of look at the game as that's how my role is now, is to pitch whenever I'm called on.
You know what's so impressive to me? And I don't know if you feel like this. I almost feel like David Robertson was irrelevant for a long time. Like, I couldn't even tell you the journey he's had through all of Major League Baseball. But last year, he was on, I forget where he was. He was on the Cubs, and then he was terrific. And then he wound up on the Phillies, and he was good there as well. And now to the Mets in high leverage. He's the closer, and he's got to be, what, 37, 38 years old?
He's 38, I think, yeah.
Yeah. But he's got
gorgeous calves.
Oh, is that right?
You've never noticed his calves?
No,
he's
never.
He's got amazing calves.
RJ, have you noticed David Robertson's calves?
I have, actually.
Yeah, with the Yankees, everyone was talking about his calves are gorgeous.
I give up.
Well, it's because you don't pay attention to the finer details.
That's right.
Like, you completely glanced over. We're talking Yankees, and for some reason, we don't get into Larry Vanover getting hit in the temple with the relay throw.
So for some reason, like, you can't bring it up?
Well, no, we're playing sound, and everything gets, it just, I couldn't slow it down.
You want to get into the Vanover? I mean, that was scary stuff.
By
the way, I listened to the K-Show a bit. I was in the car, and I listened a bit yesterday. And I'm not pointing the finger at every
Point it.
At least three people. At least three. You know what? He got what he deserved. That's karma.
Yeah, that's not nice.
I mean, what is the guy got hit in the head with a weapon. And you're like, oh, he got what he deserved. That's karma. You people are awful.
It kind of is, though.
Oh, stop it.
No, I'm not saying, listen, I felt bad for him, but it kind of, I mean, if you think about it, like, I'm not saying, I'm saying, like,
that's sports, not karma. Sports, karma is what you get gods. What you're deserving of.
Right, but the Yankees got screwed, they thought, and now all of a sudden, right back but at the Guardians.
You realize the guy was spent the night in the hospital,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, I don't want to make light of it, but.
So, I mean, come on, that's not karma.
It was a fortunate break.
I don't know that I've ever seen anything like that before.
Like that? No. No, because IKF stopping at third until that thing hits him off the head.
Yeah, 100%. K was funny on the broadcast, and I was thinking the same thing. He's like, how do I score this?
How do you score that?
I don't know. Because you can't call an error on that play.
I think, yeah, I mean, I don't know how you would score that. What do you just draw? Do you draw a stick figure, like falling down?
Yes. that was terrible, though.
Yeah, it was bad. That was a scary moment.
A very scary moment. But the night in the hospital.
Well, dude, I mean, he took that's a Jimenez relay throw.
Got to be going 90 miles an hour.
Yeah, I mean, that's at least mid-80s off the side of the dome piece. Getting it with the baseball sucks, man.
And especially when you're not expecting it at all.
With no helmet on?
Oof, that's scary stuff. All right, so let's do this. And is that enough Larry Vanover talk, or are you going to need more?
No, I just want to make sure. Me and RJ, we were talking about this during your time off, that we really want you to focus on the nuances and the details.
RJ, that conversation took place?
Oh, many conversations, yeah.
It was really a week of how do we get Dave better? It's really the, and we were here, I was, RJ, how long would I stay in studio after the show? Like a good 45 minutes?
Oh, an hour, yeah.
At least.
You know what? Fire me. That's how you get me better. Fire me. Really. I mean, the fact that I can't get just a little break today and yesterday, it just shows the atrocities I work with every day.
If anyone was wondering, which day can I call in and get Dave to have a nervous breakdown? Today,
I'm very well composed. I got people tweeting me, is it RBI or RBIs? I think you're saying RBIs and that's wrong. You know what? Come after me. Let's go. You want to dance? Let's dance. Yes. Animals.
You want to tussle?
Oh, we'll tussle today.
Oh, it's karma that Vanover got hit. Yeah, that's great. Got guys lying in a hospital bed undergoing a CAT scan and has to spend the night in the hospital, and that's karma. People are the worst. 1-800-919-3776. Now you're dancing all around with your Vanover and all that crap that we didn't even have time for the Chris Russo ridiculous take. So we'll get to that.
You teased it.
Well, too bad. We'll get to it in the 7 o'clock hour now. Because Mr. Long-Winded, Mr. What are you going to the shower and wipe your wife down, you animal? Because my life is not a porno, that's why. I live a normal,
naked,
upstanding life.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.